Yeah, we're happy with it so far. It's great to get the chance of playing the league final. So obviously going to be a tough game, a tough challenge against Kerry. We found that out last summer in the All-Ireland final. But yeah, looking forward to getting another chance at them and the chance to get back to Croke Park to play in a national final and to play in a final that I think we've only won once since 2007. So yeah, it's a challenge we're looking forward to. We're obviously happy with how the league's gone up to this point. I think probably the main aim for us at the start of the league was probably to try and get safe, and anything out of that as a bonus. We've used a lot of players, we've probably improved the squad depth, got minutes into that, and yeah, look, we're here in a league final now, so it's a game we're going up and trying to win, and if we win it, great, and if we don't, we'll take the learnings and move on to the down game in the championship.
You brought up the All-Ireland final first, so I don't feel too bad about it now. I mean, before we look ahead to this game and the league, just from your point of view, how tough was that, the All-Ireland final experience last year?
Yeah, look, it's obviously it's not a nice experience losing an All-Ireland final. I think Kerry probably benefit from being in a couple of finals before that. They played the occasion very well. But yeah, obviously very disappointed to lose. Kerry got off to a great start. They brought a serious intensity and aggression, and we probably left ourselves with too much to do. Too much of a lead to claw back, and we made a fuss of it there in the second half, I think. But as I say, we probably just left ourselves with too much to do, and Kerry kind of kept us at arm's length. And anytime we got back close, maybe 3 or 4 points, I think we missed a couple of opportunities, couple of wides, couple of turnovers, and Kerry were able to tag on points and obviously see it out. So yeah, look, it's obviously a tough experience, but we just have to try and take the learnings from it and move forward.
How do you feel the game, the counties, the rules have bedded in now? Have you noticed anything different this year? Are teams trying a few different things, or are you figuring it out yourselves, even as a player in around that middle third, opportunities and things like that? What's it been like?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's the second year of the rules now. You're getting a bit more used to them. Obviously the 2-pointer's been massive as well. You see, I suppose we learned that in the final. Kerry probably got more 2-pointers than we did. It's something we are looking at. I mean, if the shot's on for a 2-pointer, we're not afraid to take it, but it's probably about not snatching at opportunities as well. And obviously this year as well, the kickouts are a massive part of the game now, both for and against. And if you're able to get them away and get hands on ball, you have a good chance of getting scores at the other end when you're attacking 11v11. But it's a huge dogfight out there when it goes long, and trying to get hands on ball is not easy out there.
I think you mentioned the importance of 2-pointers. I think you've got 7 of them yourself during the league.
Yeah.
Is it an aspect of the game you enjoy? Are you relishing that challenge?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I mean, I've always enjoyed kicking points, and it's something I used to do when I was only no age down at the club pitch, kicking points, so it's something I'm comfortable doing. And look, as I say, it's something that's on the radar a wee bit more maybe this year, because, I mean, 2 points for a single kick is huge. So, but as I said earlier, if it's on, we're not afraid to take the chance, but it probably has to be in the right area of the pitch as well. You don't want to be shooting from maybe each side of the D, because the chances of it actually going over is probably a wee bit less. So, but yeah, look, I'm confident if the chances arise, that I'm confident to try and have a go.
Yeah, how enjoyable is it to be part of this Donegal setup under Jim?
Yeah, it's very enjoyable. I mean, we were in a tough place, let's say, in 2023 before Jim had come in, and since Jim's come in, he really galvanised everyone. He's galvanised Donegal football, and yeah, look, we've had success along the way too, which makes it a lot more enjoyable. And yeah, hopefully we're not done yet, and we can add a few more titles.
How important is this game to you at this point in the evolution of the Donegal team? Chance to win a national title, as you said, only one ever before in 2007, only 2 All-Ireland titles, so it's a big enough deal, isn't it?
Yeah, look, definitely, it's a game we're going up there, and we want to win. As I said to you earlier, the aim at the start of the league was probably to get safe in the league, and anything after that was a bonus. So look, we're in the final now. We're going up there to win it. We'll get whatever bodies we can on the pitch, and whoever's ready to go for that game, we'll go up there with the intention to win it. If we win it, unreal, great. And if we don't, we'll take the learnings. We have a huge game in the championship against Down in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll move on to that with the learnings. So look, we're going up there, as I said, Donegal haven't won once 20 or 2007. So to add another National League title in Croke Park would be great, and we'll go down there with the intentions to win.
Yeah, finally, you mentioned down there, it's only coming around the corner. They've had a good season already too, so that's not going to be an easy start to the championship, sure.
No, definitely not. And as we know, the every single game in Ulster championships is a real, real battle. And Down have been playing very well. I think they gained promotion as well. So, you know, we've had great battles with Down throughout the years, and I'm sure the game this year will be no different. And we'll be preparing as best we can, and we'll be ready to go for that Down game.